Blue whales are not only the world's largest creatures at 90 feet long, they have another distinctive feature, perfect pitch. Our friend from the natural world, Jim Metzner, is host of the radio feature Pulse of the Planet. He joins us from his home in upstate New York to explain. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
So, what is the blue whale's version of perfect pitch?
Blue whales make a couple of continuous sounds. One is called a moan, and the other we're calling gurgles. And they're hovering at about 4 octaves below middle C. And this is a sound that is so deep that we humans can't hear them, so we're going to have to speed it up around 10 times so that we can hear them. And the whales do something that practically no other critter on Earth does that I know of, and that is they're able to hit this tone dead on, continuously, at precisely 16 hertz, which is just at that pitch about 4 octaves below middle C.
Okay.
Pretty amazing.
Let's hear it.
Now that's a gurgle. Wait for the moan. There's the moan. And you'll hear it again repeated. If I played this real time, of course, it would be last much longer. It would be about 20 seconds long. And you and I couldn't hear it, but the walls, the windows would be shaking, the plate glass would be shaking, and you'd feel it in your bones, because it's the loudest living sound on Earth. 2,000 miles away, another blue whale could be hearing this sound, and in fact, possibly responding to it. So it is literally can be heard across the ocean.
Why do they make these sounds? What are they doing?
One of the possibilities is that it is a kind of a contact call. I'm over here, where are you? Another interesting possibility is that they're using this as a kind of long-distance echolocation. In other words, they're using this to get an acoustic signature of their whereabouts.
Sort of a GPS for whales?
Maybe it is a kind of GPS. May not be such a bad guess.
Well, you know, I would assume the ocean is a big place. You'd just kind of want to keep in touch, especially if it were breeding time.
Exactly. And there's only 6,000 of them, more or less, that we know of now. Their numbers were decimated by whaling. At one time, there were 200,000 estimated blue whales. They've been holding steady and, in fact, even coming back, we think and hope. But there's only 6,000, so yeah, they, in theory, could be keeping in touch with each other.
Now, they make another noise, and that's little chirpy noises.
These are been dubbed chirp calls, and I should say here that I'm indebted to the research of Roger Bland at San Francisco State University and also Chris Clark over at Cornell. And we really haven't a clue as to why they might make these calls. When a hydrophone was lowered, that's when one of these chirp calls was recorded, so it could be an element of surprise, and we really don't know.
Jim Metzner produces the radio show Pulse of the Planet. Jim, thank you for doing this.
You're welcome.